But now, let's talk to another Colt. Darius Butler, I also sat down with him earlier this week, and he has something to say about this schedule. Well, as more pieces start to fall into place leading to a season, mm-hmm. what is it like to finally find out when and where you're going to play your opponents? You know who they are. You mm-hmm. know their home and away. But when that schedule is finally laid out, finding out where that bye week is that really important to you guys as players? More so for us. We want to know where we're going. We want to know who we're covering. But for our locker room, how's that?
You know what? For me personally, it's not that big a deal, honestly. You know, it's exciting, you know, to play in different stadiums mm-hmm. sometimes. You know, like last year was my first time ever playing in Lambeau. You know, I've been in the league, my first time playing in Minnesota. So just being in different places, playing in different venues, that'll be exciting. But, you know, the preparation that goes into it is kind of like a week-by-week thing. You know, that opponent, that team, you know, if it's going to be a home or away game, you want to know those things. And, you know, planning it financially, it might help a little bit, planning for family travels and things true. Like that. But, you know, for a lot of it for us, it's kind of business as usual.
And is it definitely way more fun to play primetime games?
Oh, of
you
course.
You always look down the schedule, find that primetime.
You find the primetime games for sure. And me personally, I find the outdoor games after okay. November. Oh. I just want to know when I'm going to be freezing my tail off. So
Buffalo could be one
yeah,
of those.
So yeah, so those are a couple things I look for. But outside of that, it's pretty much business as usual.
Finally, a man that I can relate to. He cares about financial, getting his family there, and he cares about the weather. I like it, Darius.
Good old Darius Butler. Going to play a huge role for the Colts here in 2017, moving to safety. I think that was the biggest re-signing that the Colts had this year.